This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Wisconsin has a new way to encourage people to become organ donors. Give them a tax break. It's the first time a state has offered such a deduction. Federal law prohibits trading anything of value for an organ, but Wisconsin legislators say the deduction will help offset the costs that living donors incur, and they hope it'll send a message about the importance of organ donations. From Wisconsin Public Radio, Shemaine Mills reports.
While doctors and time can heal the physical pain of giving up an organ, it took Wisconsin lawmakers to fix the financial strain that organ donors often feel. Wisconsin's new tax deduction for organ donation is called Cody's Law, named after an 8-year-old whose father lost nearly $4,000 in wages when he took time off to give his son a kidney. The boy's picture is one of many in the office of Representative Steve Wickert, who authored the bill.
This is Cody's dad, who donated. He was a truck driver, and he did not have a lot of income. His family didn't have a lot of income, or a lot of assets, and they had some real financial tough times. And they were such a big supporter of this bill, saying how much that would have helped them.
The extraordinary stories of organ donors can be found in the most ordinary of places. The crowd at this University of Wisconsin campus cafeteria includes one man who lost his job after taking time off to donate a kidney.
Make that to go, too, please.
During a lunchtime break from his job as an electrician, Doug Frankenstein recalls how he took 8 weeks off from a previous position to donate a kidney to his younger sister. He eventually lost that job when his temporary replacement became permanent.
It didn't help that it was shortly before Christmas and my wife was pregnant, so it did complicate our life quite a bit.
His sister was 17 at the time and missing out on a lot of high school activities because of dialysis. Since then, Mary Belliker's gone from sickly teen to workout queen. Riding her stationary bike, she talks about training for athletic events for organ recipients.
When I get up in the morning, oftentimes I'll get on my exercise bike because I'm training to participate in the Olympics that are going to be held in Minneapolis. So I get up and I do some exercise before I take off and head into the hospital to work.
The donor's medical costs for Belliker's transplant were paid for by the Kidney Foundation. Other times, a recipient's insurance will pick up the tab. But out-of-pocket expenses like lodging and travel aren't covered, neither are lost wages. That's where Wisconsin's new tax break comes in. Anyone donating a kidney or part of a lung, liver, intestine, or pancreas can get a tax break up to $10,000. But critics say the tax deduction will drain already dwindling state resources and won't encourage more organ donation. Robert Coles of Green Bay was one of only two state senators to vote against the bill.
This is not the critical factor, getting a tax deduction for those organs. The critical factor, I think, is love between the families and accepting the validity of someone's wishes when they sign an organ donor card.
Hans Sollinger is the leading transplant surgeon at the University Research Hospital here. He says the law isn't just about money and reimbursing living donors. He argues it sends an important message about being a live organ donor.
If somebody does something so wonderful and selfish as giving an organ, that we as a society, we say, let us please give you a little bit help. You might have lost some income, you might have had some travel expenses, etc.
Indiana and New York are considering similar legislation. Pennsylvania already reimburses organ donors for food and lodging, but not lost wages. There's also a pending bill in Congress, which would reimburse donors for some of the costs of giving literally a piece of themselves to someone they love. For NPR News, I'm Shemaine Mills in Madison.